Welcome back in Inside the Numbers, brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Here to help life go right, Boji Wood along with Mike Bernard from OTM Sports, based out in Las Vegas, a Thursday edition of Inside the Numbers because Mike's traveling tomorrow, but we want to go ahead and make sure we were able to cover all of this weekend's games. Mike, let's look at the American Athletic Conference title game going to take place down in Orlando on campus at Central Florida. And you've got the undefeated Golden Knights at 11-0 taking on Memphis at 8-4. Of course, the Knights' 24-game win streak. However, Mackenzie Milton is out. But, again, Daryl Mack, redshirt freshman, he's already had to play one game when Milton was out. So he does have experience. He's going to step in again. And that game that he stepped in and won, it was a 37-10 road win at East Carolina. Now, I think Memphis is a lot better than East Carolina. But, again, Max still does have experience, and he had to come in last week to finish off the South Florida game after Mackenzie Milton was hurt in the first quarter.
Right. He's not the passer that Milton is, but he has great wheels. He can go 70 or 80 yards on a quarterback keeper, so he's a good weapon in that regard. And these two faced each other in Memphis. Central Florida, rather, won 31-30, and they trailed that game 30-17 at the half. And in my opinion, the UCF defense does not get near enough respect. They're only allowing 19 points per game. And, Coach, that's impressive when your offense is going 90 miles per hour, scoring points, and your defense is on the field so often. And let's not forget, I know that Pitt's not a great team, but they are in the ACC title game, and Central Florida beat Pitt 45-14.
Yes, and go back to the game up in Memphis that was played at times in a monsoon. Memphis was driving late in the game after Central Florida scored with less than a minute to go. Memphis was driving down, and they were in field goal range, and their receiver could not get out of bounds. They had no timeouts left, and the clock ran out, and Central Florida escaped. Had they been able to get that ball out of bounds, they would have had a chance to kick about a 35-yard field goal for that win. So, because Memphis can score a lot of points, they've got about 44 a game, but that defense, they're allowing 30 a game. When you look at Memphis offense, quarterback Brady White, he's got 24 touchdown passes, only 5 picks. However, they've got to go into Orlando and play in Central Florida's backyard on their home field.
Yeah, it's an interesting situation. Vegas opens Central Florida as a 7-point favorite. And, of course, Vegas knew that Milton was out, and they still opened Central Florida as 7. Well, the public and Sharps bet them down to 3. So they're only a three-point favorite. At 7, I would lean to Memphis. But at 3, I'd have a slight lean to Central Florida. Again, the Knights' defense is better than most people realize.